Well, this morning, we're just going to open our time of worship by singing a song written about the Apostles' Creed. And I was doing some research, and I guess that was sometime in the 4th century that they wrote the Apostles' Creed. And so we're just going to start with that this morning. If you are able, would you stand with us? And or if you want to sit as you worship, you're welcome to do that as well. Of this next song, I was really just thinking about the last two verses and how people in other countries in the world, how they die for their faith, become martyrs. And we don't have to worry about that here. But it says, the body they may kill, but God's truth abideth still. His kingdom is forever. A mighty fortress is our God. Well, this morning we're going to participate in communion. And I had thought of a song to sing this morning, so this might be a new song for folks. And then we discovered just the other day that there were different lyrics. And Diane and I never knew the old song. Okay, so this is not the old version. This is a newer version from Chris Tomlin. And I hope, even though you may not know it, that you might be able to follow along as we begin.
All the way, my Savior leads me. Who am I to ask beside? How could I doubt his tender mercy? Who through life has been my guide? All the way my Savior leads me. My Savior leads me.
Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this time, this Sunday morning, Lord. And we just want to just meditate on you through the message you have for us, the word that will be spoken in these walls, Lord, and as well downstairs. We just pray, Father, that you would just stir in our hearts. Lord, as we think in these words, Lord, lead us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Very good morning. And today being the first Sunday of the month, it's Communion Sunday. And we invite anybody that knows Jesus to partake with us in just a moment. And now I had a couple of verses I was going to share. And then this morning I was doing a bit of devotional reading in My Utmost for His Highest. Oswald Chambers, highly recommend this book. But I thought, this is kind of neat to share this. I won't share it all that he wrote here. And it comes under the heading of the collision of God and sin. That's interesting. And he says, the cross of Jesus is the revelation of God's judgment on sin. Never tolerate the idea of martyrdom about the cross of Jesus Christ. And it was interesting that Kevin would mention martyrs this morning, because we are, you know, we do know there are those who, yes, maybe die for their faith, but we don't think of Jesus as a martyr. No, the cross was a superb triumph in which the foundations of hell were shaken. What a neat way to put that. There's nothing more certain in time or eternity than what Jesus Christ did on the cross. He switched the whole of the human race back into a right relationship with God. He made redemption the basis of human life. That is, he made a way for every person to get into communion with God. And he goes on to say the cross did not happen to Jesus. No, he came on purpose for it. He was the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. And so we think about him. We think about his death when we take these little pieces of matzah bread and these little cups of grape juice. The center of salvation is the cross of Jesus. And the reason it's so easy to obtain salvation is because it cost God so much. The cross is the point where God and sinful humanity merge, and they merge with a crash, and the way to life is opened. But the crash is on the heart of God. He bore the penalty for our sins, didn't he? Thought about that back on Good Friday, the last time we had communion together. He was crushed, bruised for our iniquities. It wasn't God that judging him. It was God judging us through him. But he took on all of our sins upon himself. And now he offers us the gift of eternal life. The scriptures in Romans 4, Paul actually goes back to Genesis 15 with this quote. But he said, Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. And remember, Abraham was one of those people in that whole chapter 11 of Hebrews that we've been talking about, had looked at, the faith, hall of fame. It was his faith. That was what was credited to him as righteousness. And then Paul later on says those words, it was credited to him, were written not for him alone, but also for us, to whom God will credit righteousness, for us who believe in him who raised Jesus our Lord from the dead. He was delivered over to death for our sins and raised to life for our justification. So we have peace with God through what he did for us on the cross, and we have the hope of eternal life And we just want to say thank you to him in this very simple act that he gave us. So I think for this morning, I will once again just allow you to come on up when you feel ready, and to either, well, take a piece of bread and take a cup and either eat them right here, or if you want to bring them back to your seat. And as you think about once again what Jesus did for you, and we do this with thanksgiving this morning, for our sins have been taken away in Christ. Yeah, amen. All right, Father, we just want to give you thanks again today. Thank you that the crash was on you. You bore all the pain, all the condemnation that we deserve. And Lord, we have come by faith to receive your righteousness, to receive abundant life. You promised that to us, not only for some far off distant day in the future, but you promised that to us even now. Even now, in the midst of all the stuff that goes on in the world, we can still have life and have it more abundantly. So we just want to say thank you. It's a very simple thing that we do here, Lord, but you've asked us to do it. And so this morning, we once again thank you. We thank you for these pieces of bread that represent your body. We thank you again for these little cups of juice that represent the blood of the new covenant in Christ. You paid the way. Jesus paid it all. All to him we owed. Sin had left a very crimson stain, but you have washed it now like snow. So we give you thanks again. And Lord, I pray that you would bless everyone that that joins with us this morning in remembering him in this way. And we give you these thanks and praises in the name of Jesus, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Amen. Now, is there anybody first who wants me to bring this back to you in your seat? All right, then. You just feel free as you are ready just to come up and remember the Lord once again. Thanks, Kevin.
as we have the promise of heaven in the future, and a place much better than where we're living now. But because of the cross and the resurrection of Jesus, we can face tomorrow, right? Because he lives, and that's what's important. Would you stand in closing as we sing, Because He Lives?
God sent his Son.
Thank you. just because you live, we can face tomorrow, Lord. And Lord, as we go on through our day this week, or from day to day, Lord, we just ask that you would walk with us. And Lord, as you see fit, and the things that we need to change, Lord, would you just cause us to see you working around us, Lord, encourage us to be holy, just like you are holy. And Lord, we pray that you would just guide our conversations, Lord, help us to steer our eyes in the right direction and to keep them focused on you. We just say thank you and bless you, and we praise your holy name. Amen.